Good evening, everybody. Just a boo, considering all the bad weather we've got at the moment and the floods people are talking about, reminded me of an awful experience we had back in 2002. And as a result, I sympathise with anyone who gets flooded. It was June 2002, the 14th. We were actually going to Clifton, the hotel down in Devon, the following day, supposed to be. And it was about 5 PM, and Jess went into the hall, and she found this wet patch, and she thought one of the dogs had had an accident or something, but it didn't seem the right sort of texture or water, did it? So you
smell of anything?
No. So she said she opened the front door to see what was going on, and in the water came from the back and the front. The problem is the house we live in is in like a dip. The whole square of houses that we're part of is in like a dip. And unknown to us, the rain had been so hard and the drains had not been cleaned that the water had just built up in this dip and every house in this square was flooded. Some more than others. The water, by the time it stopped coming in, was up to nearly my knees.
It rained for half an hour, didn't it?
But it was just so torrential.
But you couldn't see it across the road.
No, it was that bad. But needless to say, it was a nightmare. It was drain water. And you were paddling around. You could hear it lapping on the walls. The wheelie bin, which at the time was quite full, was bobbing around like a boat in the garden. The cat's litter tray was bobbing around in the kitchen. Jess at first tried to get rid of some water, but needless to say, it was pointless. I just said, there's no point. And we were chatting with our neighbour, and she was flooded as well, our elderly neighbour. Eventually, the fire brigade came and siphoned all the water out. And, of course, the council admitted that it was the drains, and I think the insurance companies got them big time. We were lucky we were insured. We did have a stupid loss adjuster that came out who tried to fob us off with cleaning things up and bringing them back. I said, no, you'd. In the end, I dealt with the manager. But everything that was on the floor was ruined. We had to get all new electrical equipment. The phone line was rotted because it went green. It was the sentimental things like CDs I couldn't replace and things that were most upsetting. But I have to say the insurance were very good and did replace everything. We actually had to stay. We stayed in the house and lived upstairs for a few days while the dehumidifiers were going. But we then went to Clifton a week later, and they actually needed us to stay away.